CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text of the bulletin on the RSGB Zone website and with the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning, this is GB2RS News. It's Sunday the 15th of September 2019. Here are the main news headlines. Larry E. Price, W4RA, Silent Key, Bulgarians get digital segment on 6 metres, RSGB NRC aerial improvement. It's with great sadness that IARU reports that the ARRL and the IARU President Emeritus Larry E. Price, W4RA, died on the 10th of September. He was 85. The IARU owes a great gratitude to Larry for his tireless work over the decades representing the interests of amateur radio in regulatory forums. Larry was first licensed as WN5TIA at the age of 16. He served 4 two-year terms as ARRL president, serving simultaneously as secretary of the International Amateur Radio Union in 1989 to 92 and continuing as IARU secretary and ARRL international affairs vice president until his election as IARU president in 1999. He served as IARU president for 2 five-year terms, retiring and being named IARU President Emeritus by the IARU Administrative Council in 2009. The ARRL Board named him as ARRL President Emeritus in 2011. The amateur radio community expresses its deeply felt sympathy to Larry's family at this sad time. Bulgarian radio amateurs have obtained temporary access to the digital portion of the 50 MHz band, 50.310 to 50.335 MHz. Previously, their location was restricted to just 50.05 to 50.2 MHz, which excluded digital usage such as FT8. A key objective to WRC19 is to extend 50 MHz access to all countries across Region 1. The RSGB National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park has successfully completed the realignment of the STEP-IR beam this week. The ASU rotor is now back in action and the STEP-IR beam can be rotated. The D-Star repeater GB7BP is also now back online and operational. Don't forget, RSGB members can download a free entry voucher for Bletchley Park and take your license with you for the opportunity to operate GB3RS whilst you were there. See the RSGB site for more. The RSGB convention takes place at Milton Keynes from the 11th to the 13th of October. The provisional programme of lectures and workshops is now on the RSGB site. In the talk, I Can Hear It, Why Won't It Decode?, Neil Smith, G4DBN, will discuss how you choose the best digital mode for tropospheric DX at VHF and above. He will investigate the effects of multipath, scintillation, scatter modes and radio characteristics on signal coherence and decodability. Full details of ticket, weekend packages and the build-a-thon on the RSGB website. Three more RSGB 2018 convention videos have been released to the RSGB YouTube channel. John Warburton, G4IRN, talks about an HF expedition to the Andaman Islands. Bo Hansen, OZ2M, looks at Arduino, GPS, RF and SI5351A for radio amateurs. And Chris Tan, GM3WOJ, looks at transmit-receive switching times and why they matter. GB7HZ in Strabane, Northern Ireland, is a multimode digital repeater and is now active on DMR, D-Star and YAESU Fusion. Reports are welcome to the keeper, Michael Conahan, MI0HOZ. The next edition of Radcom Basics will be available at the end of September. This edition will be looking at RSGB awards, in particular for the foundation license, moving up immediate, intermediate and advanced licenses using digital repeaters and how and why the HF bands come alive in the autumn. RSGB members can read previous editions of Radcom Basics by going to the RSGB site. You can register to receive notification of subsequent issues as they become available. They'll appear at the same internet address. Each edition of Radcom Basics explores key aspects of amateur radio in a straightforward way. Radcom Basics is sent as an email alert to subscribers when each edition is published. This email provides a list of content and a link to the articles on the RSGB website. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week. Today the 15th, the West Tyrone ARC Rally will be held at Omagh Rugby Club, 7 Mellon Park Drive, Omagh, BT785NE, doors open 11 a.m. Admittance is £3. There'll be a talking station, trade stand, special interest groups bring and buy, and an RSGB bookstall. Catering and licensed bar are available on site. A prize draw will take place. More information from Philip, MI0MSO 07849025760. Next Sunday the 22nd, the Western Supermare Radio Rally will be held at the campus, Highlands Road, Western Supermare BS247DX, doors open 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. £3 to get in. There'll be trade stands, bring and buy stall, plus excellent catering and a large car park. Inquiries to Dave Dyer, 07871 034206. Next Sunday the 22nd, the Belgian Amateur Radio and Computer Rally takes place at Louvexpo, La Louvière in Belgium. Open from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Talking is on the local FM, DMR and D-Star repeaters. There'll be trade stands from the UK, Holland, Germany and France. Flea market as well. Details at www.on6ll.be. Please send details of your 2020 rally and event plans as soon as you can, please, to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for DX News from 425 DX News and other sources. The Latvian team on Nauru between the 16th and the 25th of September will be signing Charlie 21 Whiskey Whiskey instead of Charlie 21 Whiskey. Tina, HB0-DL5YL, and Fred, HB0-DL5YM, will be active from Masecha in Liechtenstein from the 20th of September to the 5th of October. They'll operate CW and RITI during the CQ Worldwide DX RITI contest, and possibly some SSB on the 160 to 6 metre bands, QSL Home Call Director Bureau. Giuseppe, IK5WWA, will be active as IM0DAE from San Pietro Island at CU165 between the 16th and 28th of September. He'll be on the HF bands as well as 6 metres, 2 and 70 sems, QSL via IK5 Whiskey Whiskey Alpha Director Bureau. Harry, JG7PSJ, will be active holiday style as WH0RU from Saipan. That's OCO86 between the 15th and 22nd of September. He'll be operating CWSSB and RITI, 40 to 10 metre bands, QSL via Logbook of the World or direct to JG7PSJ. Chip KB1QU will be QRV as 9G5QU from Ghana until the 21st of September. He'll be on 40, 30 and 20 metres CW and digital, QSL manager N4GNR. Now for special event news, Thames Amateur Radio Club will operate GB2 MFM today, the 15th, to raise awareness on military sites, particularly in Essex and Kent. GB2 MFM will be at WW2 Pillbox at Wat Tyler Country Park near Basildon. This month marks the centenary of radio in the Cambridge area, as well as celebration day to be held on the 29th of September at Foxton, to which all local amateurs are invited. Local clubs have activated the call sign GM1CAM and will be operating it throughout September. More at cdarc.org.uk. OL75 Carbon, that's CARBON, commemorates the 75th anniversary of the dropping of the Carbon paratroops in the Protectorate of Bohemia and Moravia during the Second World War, known as Operation Carbon. It will be on the air until the 30th of November. More information, cqrz.com. In memory of those lost in Operation Market Garden, the South Dorset Radio Society will be operating from the wartime glider base at Tarrant Rushton near Blandford in Dorset. They'll be on the air from Tuesday the 17th to Friday the 20th of September using the call sign GB0MKT. Southgate ARC will be taking part in Railways on the Air on the 21st and 22nd of September from the Hoddesdon Model and Railway Club at Broxbourne Meadows with the call sign GB4HMR. Volunteers, operators and anyone interested are more than welcome to come along. please send special event details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk as soon as possible so we can give you free publicity. It's a licensing condition that stations using a UK special event call sign must be open to the public. Now for contest news. Very busy time for contests this weekend. The WAA DXSSB contest runs for 48 hours this weekend, ending at 23:59 UTC. That today, the 15th, using the 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchange signal report and serial number EU stations only work non-EU stations. The UK Microwave Group contest runs from 0900 to 1700 UTC. Today, the 15th, on the 24 to 76 gigs band, using all modes, the exchange signal report, serial number and locator. The IRTS 77's counties contest runs from 1300 to 1330 UTC. Today, it's immediately followed by the IRTS 2-metre counties contest from 1330 UTC to 1500 UTC. Both contests use SSB and FM in the exchange's signal report and serial number, with EI and GI stations also giving their county. The Bartag Sprint 75 contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC today, the 15th. On the 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands, RTTY only, the exchange is just your serial number. Finally, for today, the 15th, the 70 megs AFS contest runs from 0900 to 1200 UTC next Sunday, the 15th, using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Tuesday, the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest takes place, 1900 to 2130 UTC, all modes on the 1.3 gigs bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday, the 80-metre autumn series contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC, using CW only, the exchange's signal report and serial number. And on Thursday, the 70 megs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC, using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Sunday, the Practical Wireless 70 megs contest runs from 1200 to 1600 UTC, using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Now for radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. It was quite weak, magnetically speaking, with the KP index generally not rising above 2. But a lack of sunspots didn't help HF propagation, which was decidedly uninspiring. There were some highlights, though, mostly on FT8. Columbia was decoded on Wednesday evening on 15 metres at a time when CW and SSB users might have thought the band was quite dead. FT8's ability to dig out signals are below the noise level is saving the day in terms of DX being workable. On a brighter note, in this new paper, scientists predict that the current solar cycle 24 will end in the first half of 2020, kicking off the growth of solar cycle 25 very shortly afterwards. The paper from the US National Center for Atmospheric Research is based on a new theory that tsunamis of plasma race through the sun's interior and trigger the birth of the next sunspot cycle. Meanwhile, NOAA predicts that next week the solar flux index will remain low, with an estimate of 68 to 70. Total lack of Earth-facing coronal holes is good news, with the KP index remaining at around 2. Finally, we're starting to see the gradual change to autumnal HF conditions, which will bring better DX working over the next couple of months. The PropQuest site shows that the maximum usable frequency is now hitting more than 18 megs over a 3,000 kilometre path at times, so 17 megs is becoming quite usable as we exit the sunspot as we exit the summer doldrums. It also still showing an uplift in the critical frequency after dark on most days, which could bring some DX surprises. Now the VHF and up, in the coming week, will suit VHFers, it says here, who like to rise early, so set those alarms to get the best DX opportunities. The week will start with high pressure over the country, and except for a brief period when low pressure moves across the far north of Britain, this Saturday the 14th, it's pretty much a tropo story all the way. When there is still summer warmth around, it's worth noting that the strong lift conditions in the early morning usually fade as the temperature rises, so it's really an early bird that catches the worm for tropo. Last Friday saw moon apogee when it is at its furthest point from Earth and moon declination goes positive today, so EME conditions will improve as the week progresses. The moon will rise higher in the sky at zenith and will be above 50 degrees elevation in southern England in the early hours of Thursday. Sky noise on 144 Meg starts the week at a low of around 250 Kelvin and path losses will fall. There are no major meteor showers this week, but the September Epsilon Perseids minor shower, though past its peak, continues to be active until around the 21st of the month. Check the early hours before dawn for the best random meteors. And that's it from the propagation team this week. That's it all from me also until next week too.